At 6:06, it is clear, 53 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting sunshine today and a high of 76. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Oklahoma Supreme Court stays the execution of two death row inmates. Matt Trotter reports this morning they are challenging the state's secrecy protocol surrounding the source of the lethal injection drugs.
Clayton Lockett would have been executed today for the 1999 shooting death of 19-year-old Stephanie Niemann. Instead, it's on hold after the court issued a stay yesterday with a 5-4 decision. Charles Warner was scheduled to die April 29th for the 1997 death of his roommate's 11-month-old daughter. Last month, Oklahoma County District Judge Patricia Parrish struck down the state's execution law, saying the protocol that prevented the inmates from seeking information about the drugs used in lethal injections violated their rights under the state constitution. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Computers crash again as students begin achievement tests in northeast Oklahoma. For the second year in a row, school computers failed to connect properly to the McGraw-Hill testing site. Computers went down in Tulsa, Jinx, Union, Broken Arrow, Coweta, and Bixby. Union Executive Director of Technology, Todd Borland, tells us what happened in that district.
It'd take 2 or 3 minutes for them to log on, or once they finally got into the test, they would have to wait 2 or 3 minutes for the little sample test to come up, and then it'd exit out of the system.
Borland says the Union schools achieved compliance required by the state prior to the beginning of the tests. Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb is to give the commencement address at the Tulsa Community College, where a record number of graduates are expected this spring. The ceremony is set for May 9th at the Mabee Center, where TCC says nearly 1,000 graduates are expected. Well, more than a half inch of rain fell in Tulsa yesterday, but drought is still a major concern. State climatologist Gary McManus says it takes a long time to get into a drought, and even longer to get out of one.
Whenever we have 6 to 9 months of low precipitation totals, those 1 or 2 rainfalls that we start to get in the spring aren't really enough to nudge us out of drought just yet, but they certainly, you know, help.
Parts of southern Oklahoma got more than 2 inches of rain in a 24-hour period, but it is western Oklahoma where the drought is most severe, and most of that region got less than a half inch of rain. The names of a Tulsa police officer and a Tulsa County deputy involved in a weekend shooting that killed a woman have now been released. Authorities said yesterday that an 18-year-old was killed in a shooting involving Police Corporal Daniel Miller and Sheriff Sergeant Rick Treadwell. Police have said that the shooting came after officers responded to reports of a robbery just after 1 o'clock Saturday morning, and that the deputy and the police officer opened fire on a getaway vehicle as it accelerated toward them. Some sheriffs are upset with changes by the Department of Corrections in Oklahoma that are removing inmates more quickly from county jails. In smaller population areas, they count on that daily rate paid by the DOC to house the inmates. It's not the same here in Tulsa County, where there has been consistent overcrowding, and Sheriff Stanley Glanz has sued to get inmates moved out quicker.
They've increased their reception rate from 30 a day to 100 a day, so that's going to make a really big difference for us.
But meanwhile, a group of sheriffs and county commissioners plan to be at the state capitol today to protest the recent moves by the DOC. Our weather forecast, sunny and nice today, the high of 76. Mostly clear tonight, 52 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, breezy and warm with late-day storms and a high of 81. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now at 610, it is clear in 53. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.